Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast. Thank you for tuning into Wendy's Bookshelf. My guest today is Joey Marshall, the author of the best-selling novel, Smoking Cannons. Today, you can listen to what inspired him to write this story and what he wants to say through this book. And I'm very happy to start today's show with exciting news. You will have a chance to meet Joey at a book signing at Lackawanna Bookstore in downtown this Saturday and Sunday. There will probably be a long line around the bookstore. Come early and secure a copy. Number 71. What kind of broadcast does the speaker give? Number 72. According to the speaker, what will take place this weekend? Number 73. What are listeners encouraged to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's performance will begin in 15 minutes. Our theater's ushers will happily guide you to your seats. After the show, you can come up to the stage and have your picture taken with the cast. If you would like to do so, just line up along the center aisle when we ask you to. Please be sure to turn off your cell phones now. Afterwards, our gift shop, Memories and Mementos, will reopen. Feel free to browse the selection of souvenirs and merchandise related to the show. It will give a 10% discount to anyone with a ticket stub.
Number 74. Where is the announcement most likely taking place? Number 75. According to the speaker, what will take place after the event? Number 76. What does the speaker say about memories and mementos? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Let's begin with some changes to the building you may have heard about. The cafeteria on the fourth floor will be closed for 2 weeks later this month in order to undergo renovations. I know a lot of you usually eat on site, so I've tried to come up with a solution. I called Valley Cafe this morning to arrange a special deal for you. The owner agreed to give our staff members 20% off their meals there during the construction. Just show your ID when you order. And for temporary employees who don't have IDs, I haven't forgotten about you. You can pick up a special pass from my office to present at the cafe.
Number 77. What will happen at the speaker's company this month? Number 78. Why did the speaker contact the Valley Cafe? Number 79. What does the speaker suggest when she says,
I haven't forgotten about you?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, I am calling to complain about your poor delivery service. Last week I had ordered some books and I received a call from one of your customer service representatives this morning. My package was supposed to be delivered sometime before noon, and I was asked to be present to sign the form. So I stayed at home because I wanted to bring the textbooks to my evening class. However, 1 hour before my class, my package still didn't arrive. I had to go to the library and check out the books. Please call back to tell me if you can make the delivery tomorrow afternoon. I have a dental appointment tomorrow morning. My number again is 674-9185. Thank you.
Number 80. What business is the speaker calling? Number 81. Why did the speaker visit a library? Number 82. What information does the speaker ask for? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. I know you all have a lot of work to do, so I'll keep this meeting brief. The holiday shopping season is approaching, and this is the time when we have the highest sales for our pots, frying pans, and more. As you may have noticed when you came in this morning, we've cleared a large area near the back of the store. This will be used to demonstrate how to use some of our products. Now, I don't think there will be many changes to the work schedule. Even though we expect an increase in customers, we already have 25 people working each shift. That should be enough. Number 83. What kind of product does the speaker mention? Number 84. According to the speaker, what has been set up at the back of the store? Number 85. What does the speaker suggest when he says, "That should be enough"? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
You may have seen the memo about a change in reimbursing work-related expenses. From now on, instead of receiving a separate payment, reimbursements will be included in your next paycheck. Some of the expenses are not reimbursed anymore unless they are authorized in advance. We will email the list of the expenses you need prior approval for. If you have any questions or concerns about these policy changes, please post them on the intranet. Mr. Schwartz, senior accountant of the payroll department, will contact you individually and give you detailed guidelines.
Number 86. According to the speaker, what does the company plan to change? Number 87. What will the employees be required to do? Number 88. What will Mr. Schwartz be in charge of? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Chris Harris calling from the catering department. I'm catering the luncheon meeting now at Robinswood Law Firm. I found that one of the two ice makers here is not working properly. So I'm wondering if we have an extra one for this kind of emergency or how soon you could take a look at it to fix it. I hope you have one because it is just a two-hour event. There will be a huge demand for cold beverages due to the hot weather. Until I hear from you, I'll visit a nearby grocery store and buy a couple of bags of ice there. Please call me back on my cell phone as soon as you can. Thanks.
Number 89. Why is the speaker calling? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"It is just a two-hour event"?
Number 91. What does the speaker say he will do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, this is Andy from Taylor's Car Dealer. I'm calling you because we recently acquired a very well-maintained used pickup truck. The previous owner bought this truck from us as a new one 3 years ago, and he brought it in on all the required maintenance schedules. If you want, I can show you the maintenance records. According to the car insurance company's records, it has no accident history. Moreover, the meter indicates about 25,000 mileage. My only concern is that its price is a little higher than your budget, but it is still under $30,000. please note that we can give you various financial options, such as car lease and payment by installment. Would you please call me back as soon as possible and arrange to come to see it today? I think it will sell very fast. Number 92. What most likely is the speaker's position? Number 93. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 94. What does the speaker request that the listener do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following speech and list.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for attending this banquet for community members who have made generous financial contributions to our proposed projects at Ellis Park. We have four projects that we wanted to complete, shown here on the screen, and I'm pleased to inform you that we have raised nearly $90,000. That means we'll be able to do the two most expensive projects and the cheapest one this year. The other one will be done next year. I'm now going to present a slideshow of pictures and drawings sent by the architect so you can imagine what the park will look like when it's all finished. After that, dinner will be served.
Number 95. Who is the speaker addressing? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which project will be done next year? Number 97. According to the speaker, what will happen next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and seating chart.
Hi, Walter, it's Cheryl. If you don't have any plans next Friday, I'd like to invite you to a performance at the Mills Theater. It's my way of thanking you for all the assistance you gave me in planning Mr. Lawrence's retirement party. The tickets I have are for seats close to the stage, right by one of the exits, so I think we'll have a great view. This is the Moscow Ballet Troupe's only show in town this year, and critics have been raving about Alina Miranova's performance, so I think we'll both really enjoy it. Call me back to let me know whether or not you are available. Thanks.
Number 98. Why does the speaker invite the listener to an event? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where is the speaker planning to sit? Number 100. Who most likely is Alina Miranova?